Coming soon to the Bosley Network.
My name is Jenny Powell. I really want to focus on the relationship that we have with ourselves. My earnest intention here is to hopefully be contagious, that my desire to love myself inspires a desire in you to love yourself. Brazen, conscious, and contagious.
Brazen, conscious, and contagious. Coming soon to the Bosley Network, premiering Valentine's Day. Right here on thebosley.net. What's good, y'all? Happy weekend. Old Iron Lung here, Kush Hayes, just with a little disclaimer. It's raining in San Francisco right now. We record it from here while Kai is in Florida, and it just fucks with the Wi-Fi. I'm sorry, it does. I'm going to edit out what I can, but there's absolutely going to be some to accompany this episode. So don't try and fix your Stitcher feed. Don't try and fuck with your iTunes account. It's us. It's the internet. It's the weather. Having said that, please check us out. Kush and Kai, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, iTunes, Stitcher, and all everything else. KushandKai.com, thebosley.net. Coming February 14th, pushing this hard, Brazen, Conscious, and Contagious with Jenny Powell. It's 30 minutes or more to help you with your day, your week, your month. You're gonna like this episode, this program a lot, I promise you. So, having said that, we're going to get into our microdose. We're running a little late. I like to release these as early as I can on Friday, but sometimes, as I always say, life gets in the way. Thank you very much for subscribing. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your family members, and hugs and kisses, y'all. City Boy, bring us in.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Kush and Kai. I'm Kai.
I'm Kush. What's good, y'all?
Oh, gosh. It's number of things to sort and divvy through. But I just want to start right off the top, Kush. Living in Florida has been a different experience for several different reasons. Look, the weather's different, the food's different, so are the people, but the commercials are different. Kush.
Yo. Yes, you were telling me about this.
You don't really realize it because sometimes you're in like a bubble. Oh, look, it feels like a college town. You're going to get those kind of commercials. Who is AT&T going to picture for like in a college town? Maybe you're doing the next Black Lives Matter movement. However, you know, you just leave on a random sports channel that the algorithm, the Florida local algorithm targets. You're going to get things for the Creation Museum. Or, which really caught my attention, Kush, I texted you. Did I not?
You did.
The Bare Knuckle Boxing Competition World Championship Round 4. So it's the 4.
This sounds amazing, and I can only encourage you to go to this event if you have the capability of making it out there. I doubt it's an expensive event, but it's going to be quite gruesome, and I recommend you bring a raincoat. Or at least a tarp, like you would at a Gallagher show back in the day, except instead of watermelons, it's blood.
Oh my gosh, like, and there's a women's division, and they just beat the shit out of each other.
Yes, you need to go to this event, and you need to cover it for the Bosley Network.
Yes.
We need to put pictures. If you can get some video, you probably won't. But if you get pictures, names... you know, don't worry about the technical
clips on YouTube.
Just say this bitch hit the other bitch hard and it was messy. Like, just get the information out there.
It was going down and brown. It was hardcore. I'm curious about this. Maybe you could convince me in some small corner of a betting app to gamble. This event, I would be open to that, but I was terrified and also interested. Which says a lot about me. That's like a me thing. But
this is not a world you're used to. You don't go to the live events that involve contact. You know, maybe you get to a baseball game once every 3 years if you're lucky. And now you're in a whole other state, so you don't even have that to fall back on.
The baseball in Florida is, listen, why did we try here? It doesn't make any sense. All right, we got to move on. We're rolling on. Again, we're into a new microdose, but yet another microdose without an Oscars host. This is terrifying. I'm scared. We should all be gripped in fear. This is it's trouble. It's worse than a polar vortex.
I heard a rumor on Facebook that we might get the cast of the Avengers hosting.
Oh my gosh. Maybe there's a lottery style. Maybe we just pick out of a, like the frat pack hat. No, we just pick somebody to be the new Marvel host. But what do you think they're going to do?
I think it's just going to be the Oscars and there'll be a comedian, but he will not be the host. He'll just provide some warm up. We might not even get to see that part. Honestly, that might just be the warm up before the live event.
Still, you're going to get Jimmy Kimmel to dive in at the last second.
I think they would have just done that already. And to be honest, I don't know why they didn't. He must have said, no, thank you. I've done it twice already. It's exhausting. That's what I understand from the Adam Carolla show, not a plug. So here's how the Oscars have always been. The host comes out. He does a monologue. Maybe there's a video package. But then they have presenters. And about an hour later, the host comes back. Hey. Still here. Oh, here's another presenter. And then they do more just presenters and categories. And then he comes back for the third hour and goes, all right, here's another presenter.
This feels super.
And then they close it out.
This feels super plausible, mainly because this is how it kind of already goes, where the host isn't super relevant in most categories other than the intro and then some of the key awarding things. So, yeah, I mean, there could be some different players there, but I don't think if that happens, do you really think we're going to notice? Do you know what I mean? Like, is it going to change it that much? Cause we're just getting hit with a flurry of different stars through this evening. Like, who's other than BuzzFeed, discount them. Don't count them. Other than BuzzFeed, is anyone online going to like notice, or they're just going to?
I think people are chomping at the bit on this, and I think it's going to be the highest rated Oscars they've had, and higher than last year because people will want to see the.
Oh, Kush, this is a big prediction. Yeah,
this is the train wreck. Like,
what's
going to happen? What's going to is LA going to be on fire before the Oscars start because there isn't a host?
Wait, are you calling that this move is because they want to build social media queue where it's a cliffhanger. You don't know if they're going to have a host. Are you positing that?
Because I absolutely think they're not having a host. I think they're just going to run with the show.
Is their social media team pushing it?
Yes, they're spinning this.
Because they just want to build it up. That's all they're doing.
Yes.
They're just building drama.
Well, you remember I think it was only 3 years ago, Oscars So White. Like, there was literally tension in the air leading up till Chris Rock stepping on stage.
Are you saying that they staged the Oscars So White to create?
No, I think they ran with that. I think that was one of those happy accidents that the public absolutely created it. The Oscars ran with it. And when they got Chris Rock, they knew what they were doing. They wanted Kevin Hart to do this, and then all this shit fell apart, and then they people can't look stupid, so they couldn't bring him back.
Yeah,
and now they're just rolling with it. They're making something out of this, which could be nothing, but now it's absolutely something, and it's been something.
That's a force multiplier. They turned it around. All right, with that. All right, let's keep it moving. I got one more. I got another thing here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saddened to learn Travelers on Netflix, the Eric McCormick show, the guy from Will and Grace. His show on Netflix is ending in the third season, Travelers. Yeah.
I saw that headline today, and I know you've mentioned Travelers on a few microdoses now.
Yeah.
So I absolutely thought about you. I didn't want to text you. I was hoping you'd miss this. But no. As we do the microdoses,
This was a bummer. This is a funeral kind of day. Because
at the same time, I saw an article yesterday that they canceled Fuller House. So, I mean,
did they? Wait. Are you serious? I'm way more concerned about this because my daughter watches this. Hold on.
Yeah, no. Fuller House has been canceled. I didn't read anything. Googling
this now. This is like a concern for me because my daughter will be affected by this. Hold on. Keep talking.
I will. Shut up. Welcome.
I apologize.
All right. Well, while Netflix is changing the game, they're also rewriting the rules. So there's no format for this. There's nothing that indicates what makes a show a success versus a bomb. Like Kathy Bates came out with a show, and that was like the first bad thing I'd heard about Netflix originals. Meanwhile, at the same time, they also had their own original Richie Rich show, but no one said shit about it. So there's no real way to gauge it. People love the first season of Daredevil, but hated Iron Fist. But everyone still watched Iron Fist. Like, there's no real way to gauge what success is on this.
Yeah.
2017 Bright, while it came out Christmas week, it was the worst reviewed movie of the year, and still more people watched that than Captain America Civil War per their notes. Maybe I just made that detail up. However, Netflix, there's no stability with this. So just because you like your show on Netflix and they're still pulling in $500 million a month in subscription fees, there's no reason for them to keep Fuller House unless they just want to bring it back in 3 years. And I don't know why the cast would say no.
That's a good point. I think it probably will. And yeah, no, I was just perusing over all the it is canceled parts. But I think it going away does demonstrate, like, why did it come back? It is because everything is lined up to come back on Hulu or Netflix or Amazon. Like, it could just pop right back. Like, it.
If the public gets outraged enough and tweets Netflix enough, they'll make a fourth season of Fuller House or fifth season or whatever it was, you know? But they're not married to this. They're trying to do new things, and they want to spend their $1 billion on something else. And because Fuller House is a Netflix original, Travelers is a Netflix original, those episodes, they're still there.
Travelers isn't. It's a Canadian bonded pro thing. But it is canceled because Netflix doesn't want to pay for it anymore.
Okay. Well, Travelers, you might have some issues with Travelers there. If you can get your hands on a physical copy, I would. Fuller House will be there forever, as long as Netflix is alive. So that Fuller House ain't going anywhere regardless. I don't mind a rerun. If I like a show, I like a show. I watch The Venture Brothers to this day. I go back to season one. I do the whole thing over. I go on YouTube. I watch old Red Letter Media. You know, you like what you like. So
yeah, so that's going to be gone. Again, I have to say, I love The Orville.
I haven't seen any of The Orville. Is it? How's it going? Is it good? Oh,
it's going great.
Is it still good?
It's right in my wheelhouse. It's a trailer for the real Star Trek show on some hidden channel that I have to sign up for.
Oh,
and
CBS.
It looks like another J.J. Abrams, Spacey, whatever movie. I'm like, yeah, cool, I'll get to that. But The Orville is so personal and small, and it just has to do with these little stories that I am just loving. Like, I'm game. It's a great show to watch with the fam. I'm in on The Orville. Thank you so much.
I've only seen the trailers for the Star Trek CBS show, and I know because The Orville, fans appreciated The Orville more than they did Star Trek Discovery. They tried to shoehorn some humor into that, some Seth MacFarlane humor. So there's a scene just in the trailer again where there's an alien on the transporter, and the human casts get on, and then for some reason, like, the alien secretes something out of the side of his jaw or whatever, because he sneezed, and it makes somebody all slimy and messy. But that's the comedy beat. So Star Trek Discovery is trying to rip off The Orville, who's ripping off Star Trek The Next Generation.
Kush, I haven't made any bets
on the big game?
Not on the big game. I kind of think the Pats are going to win, but I want the Rams to win more, but I don't like LA in many respects, so.
Dude, you and I, this should be your introduction to, not a sponsor, but you should open up an account to, you and I should do a head-to-head thing. Nothing crazy. We can do $1. We can do as much as $5. Let's not do more than $10. But let's put a head-to-head bet together for the big game this Sunday.
Okay.
How much do you want to do?
All right, let's do $10.
$10. Who do you want?
Wait, are we just doing teams, or do we do prop bets, or do we do the spread?
I think we're just whoever wins. I'll explain it to you later. Whatever six players you pick, or whatever lineup you pick, it's the combination of points. So if you pick like seven guys and they're all on the bench, then you don't win anything. Regardless if the team wins or not.
Yeah, no, I dig. All right, I want to take the Pats here.
Okay.
I think mainly because I've jinxed many things, so I think I will jinx the Pats if I take them.
Interesting. So you're going to – all right. As far as this broadcast goes, I'm going to take the Rams. You'll take the Pats. But I think we're ending up going to do something different on the
– okay. Well, yeah, lay it out for me. Let's jump in.
That's I think we did good on this, buddy. I wanted to talk some Hobbs and Shaw.
We moved on from that. I want to talk about that trailer.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to watch the shit out of this movie. The new Hobbs and Shaw trailer dropped today.
I'm curious. It looks like they meshed a Marvel movie and a Bond movie together. Can I see? I'm kind of curious. What are they doing here? They've upped their game on a scale. And it looks evident because they keep having to evolve.
Part 5, when The Rock makes his debut, is just a goddamn gem. But I love Part 6 for its reasons. And then everyone gets all teary-eyed at Part 7. And then in Part 8, well, shit, they drag race to submarine. So,
yeah,
that's the transition we've been going to. Charlize Theron in Part 8, FYI.
Yes.
And then and now we have Hobbs and Shaw before we get Part 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to this in every way possible. It put a smile on my face while I had to deal with 45-minute commute to work today, and August 2nd can't get here quick enough.
All right. Listen to Christian Kai. Check out Christian's awesome reviews on ChristianKai.com. Come on back. Tell us you hate us. Tell us you love us.
Tell us you love us.
The first one to do so, if you run in, you'll get a t-shirt. Anyway.
Not necessarily a Christian Kai t-shirt. You might just get one of Kai.
That's what I said. You'll get a t-shirt.
A t-shirt.
Maybe it's a Christian Kai. Maybe it's not. You don't know.
You don't even get to dictate the size.
All right. This has been Kush and Kai. Rock on, Kush.
Rock on, Kai. Coming soon to the Bosley Network.
My name is Jenny Powell. I really want to focus on the relationship that we have with ourselves. My earnest intention here is to hopefully be contagious, that my desire to love myself inspires a desire in you to love yourself. Brazen, conscious, and contagious.
Brazen, conscious, and contagious. Coming soon to the Bosley Network. Premiering Valentine's Day. Right here on thebosley.net. Thebosley.net.
Sit, Bosley, sit.
Keep talking.
I will. Shut up.